Hey everyone, it is the Way Under Par podcast. I still don't have an official name, but I'll come up with one. But for now, I think Way Under Par just says fine. It is the afternoon after the US Open where Dustin Johnson won his first major despite all the odds against him. He had to play the course, you know, and the USGA and rules, and just a bunch of ridiculous things happened yesterday afternoon. And I'm joined by Ian Carter, the BBC, and he wrote a column this morning with his take. And I thought the whole thing was just infuriating and a farce, as all the players pointed out right away. I mean, had you ever seen a unanimous amount of tour players agree so vehemently on an issue?
It was very outspoken, wasn't it, on social media from the players. To me, Stephanie, and Way Under Par podcast sounds great to me, by the way. I would say, you know, I just feel, I can see where the players are coming from, but to me, the bigger thing is what happened for the millions watching, the thousands that were on the course. People wanted to know what the score was. That's my job for the BBC, is to tell people what the score is, who's winning, and what someone else has to do to win. And we just didn't know that answer coming down the back nine of the US Open, and I think that's hugely unsatisfactory. And I know that golf is unique, and a lot of the things that make it unique make it great, and the way that the rules are administered often makes it a great game, players calling penalties on themselves and the like, and the like. And I know that the rules have to be complex and are often difficult to understand because, you know, that's the nature of playing a sport over 7 miles of undulating land in all sorts of weather conditions, and the nature of the game. But having said all of that, it can't be right that you have that situation. And it boiled down to the fact that they wanted to talk to Dustin at the end of his round. Before penalising him. And they did talk to him at the end of his round, and he said that he didn't cause the ball to move, and they still penalised him. Now, you can argue till the cows come home whether or not he deserved the penalty or not. Some might say yes, some might say no. On the balance of probabilities, the USGA judged that he caused the ball to move, and therefore he was liable to the penalty. However, they could have done that without talking to him.
Right.
They could have looked at it and said and taken that judgment. They did ultimately anyway. But they should have done it at the time.
Yeah.
As soon as there was a concern, they looked at it. Okay, we're the referees. We make the decision. You live with it. And that is exactly what happens in every other sport.
Right. And the thing is, it happened on the fifth green, right? And I saw it happen and said, okay, Dustin, look at the walking rules official. Why would you have a walking rules official, right? If not for that issue. And his playing partner, Lee Westwood, said he did not move it. The official said, okay. And then I thought the matter was closed. And then I just don't understand how 2 hours later, 6 holes later, why it would take that long for these officials to have an issue with it and want to tell Dustin on the 12th tee.
But then as soon as they did that on the 12th tee, the whole championship was shrouded in uncertainty.
Yeah, exactly. It was confusing.
Which permeated through to the players, not just Dustin, but I think to everyone. And no one knew what to believe from the leaderboards.
Right.
So why bother having the leaderboards?
Right. It just makes golf look stupid. I said this is the reason why people don't like golf and are turned off by it. Because it looks silly, so complicated, and just ridiculous.
Yeah, it just bringing that level of uncertainty into the proceedings on a tournament that is watched by millions of people around the world for $10 million of prize money, just to me was just felt amateurish.
Oh, it was.
And it's a professional game, and it's professional sport, and part of professional sport is living by the jeopardy of the administration of the rules.
Right.
You have to, you know, in any other sport, you have a referee, an official will make a decision, and you have to live by it. And sometimes they're wrong.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're wrong. And what I'm saying is, and you could argue that this was a wrong decision. You could argue that Dustin Johnson didn't make the ball move, and he shouldn't have been given the penalty.
Yeah.
But they felt that he did, so they imposed the penalty.
Right.
So if you're going to do that, do it straight away. then everybody knows. And if Dustin Johnson feels aggrieved, well, so be it. That's part and parcel of being a professional sportsman.
So do you think that when they approached him on the 12th tee, they should have just given it to him? Or not give, or told him, you know, or just not give it to him at all?
They should have looked at it. They should have had the courage of their convictions and said, in our opinion, you moved the ball, therefore you are liable to a one-shot penalty. Your score on the fifth is not 4, it is 5. End of.
Right, and it sounds like they had their judgment made before he finished, right? Is what it sounds like.
Yeah, I mean, they said that they wanted to have a conversation with Dustin afterwards.
But they had a conversation with him on 12 tee, too.
Yeah, and they had a conversation with him on the fifth green as well. And Lee Westwood, the playing partner, was there, and we heard it on our broadcast. Lee Westwood said, his ball moved, he didn't move it, it's all right, play it where it lies.
And to me, that is what...
The rules official there accepted that. He asked Dustin, did you move it? He said, no, I didn't. So play on.
Right, in a way...
And so that was the initial decision that was made.
Right.
Now, they did have the benefit of video technology, and video technology can be used to get a player out of a penalty as much as get a player into a penalty.
Right.
So that facility is there. That helps you get closer to the right decision.
Mm-hmm.
So when that happens, there should be some kind of mechanism so whereby the rules official would just... radio to mission control and say, have a look at this, tell me what you think. We've had a look at it, we think he moved it. He's liable to a one-shot penalty. Dustin, add one to your score. End of.
And he would have taken it and everyone would
have
known.
And that should be part of the culture of the sport. Now, I don't think that that would in any way infringe the culture, the very good culture that is there of players calling penalties on themselves.
No.
Because all of these players want to be honourable and appear to be honourable, and that remains a very important part of the sport. I don't think that would change it in the slightest.
Yeah.
But it would get rid of the uncertainty, and that is my biggest bugbear of this. I was commentating on that final round, and I couldn't say by how much Dustin Johnson led or fell behind or anything like that. So I'm thinking, well, the listeners here must think this is
dumbest
ludicrous.
Ever.
And most of them would be golf fans who would be tuning in, but some will be sports fans.
Yeah, no, exactly.
And then they'll just think, well, this game's daft.
Right.
And that means that they will hold it in contempt, they're less likely to play. And let's face it, the USGA's main remit, over and above the rules, is to grow the game of golf.
Yes, and they tell us that all the time about growing the game, but they do everything, it seems like, to get in their own way.
Well, I wouldn't say necessarily that's
not
the case.
Not that, but it just sometimes feels like that.
But I would say this is an instance where they made the game look silly, and I don't see how that grows the game.
I agree. I think that the US Open is one of four tournaments, or one of the big tournaments, that non-golf fans watch, just sports fans watch. And that makes it look ridiculous.
It's the shop window of the sport.
Yeah, the US Open.
And all that displayed was faulty goods.
And what I thought was interesting, too, was, you know, they talk about how it's a game of integrity, right? Dustin said he did not cause the ball to move. And then by their ruling, they're almost saying he's lying.
Well, there is that aspect to it, but I think he's perfectly honest in saying I don't think I made it move.
I agree.
And the evidence suggests otherwise. There's no way of him knowing whether he did do it or not. They're making a judgment call, and that's what Rule 18.2 requires you to do.
Mm-hmm.
You make a judgment call on the balance of probabilities. Did you move it? And if the chances are 51% that you did move it, then it's time for a penalty. Well, that's all fine. That's absolutely fine. It requires a judgment call. Make the judgment call, let everyone know, and move on.
Well, doesn't it seem quite subjective, too? Like, there's a lot of gray area there, and I don't think there should be as much gray area.
Well, I mean, sometimes there's no escaping that. I'm one who likes to compare golf with other sports.
Mm-hmm.
And I think in a lot of cases, golf comes out very, very favorably when it comes to that.
Yes, but...
But equally, when you do make those comparisons, you know, the Euros are going on at the moment in the football. Now, a player falls over in the box. Was he tripped?